Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us at AM 950, 95.7 FM and ESPN Rochester on the Radio.com app. With Radio.com Rewind, you can go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed, including our conversation with Mike Roeder, Ravenwood Golf Club, and a PGA Championship preview. And if you missed the Stephon Diggs press conference that he held with Buffalo Media on a Zoom call earlier this afternoon, we've got that for you as well. Again, Radio.com Rewind. When we want to talk Buffalo Bills, and we're not able to do it from St. John Fisher College during training camp this year, we go to the best and brightest that are out there covering the team, like Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN Buffalo Bills NFL Nation reporter, who joins us now from Orchard Park. Marcel, how are you this week, bud?
I am good. Little tired already for a Wednesday, but you know that must be football's back, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Bill's stories here kind of breaking here over the course of the day. First, let's start with Tre'Davious White. What did you make of his comments, Marcel? And should we be hanging on to the edge of our seat here by 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, that was about as candid as I think I've ever heard Tre'Davious White. But, you know, I think that it added a very real level of humanity to the situation that NFL players are facing right now. Of course, they want to play football. This is what they've dedicated their lives to. It's what they get paid millions of dollars to do, but they're also human beings under all that protective equipment. And Tre'Davious White has two young children, both 3 years of age or younger, that he has to worry about. And he's stuck between kind of a rock and a hard place here, in that on one hand, he's risking exposing them to COVID-19, you know, if somehow it finds its way into the Bills facility. And on the other hand, they can't really leave the house. They can't do anything. They can't go to school. That his girlfriend, the mother of those children, she can't leave the house. Family can't come visit them and come see the kids. It's not a fun situation for an 11-month-old and a 3-month-old to be in, and especially coming at the heels of this 6 or 7 month stretch where he got to spend so much time back home in Louisiana. He got to spend so much time around his family. You know, it's not really a surprise that this would be weighing so heavily on him. And I was pretty surprised that, like you said, he was so forthcoming with us, that he was so open about what he's going through and what he's thinking. But I really hope that the people who have routinely criticized athletes for their decisions to opt out. I hope that they see this and maybe, you know, lighten up a little bit and maybe open their heart a little bit and show a little empathy for these guys, because they're human just like you and I.
Marcel, I love what you're saying, and I love what Trey said. And I, if he were to opt out, I would be like, good for him. He's making a choice that every player is afforded. And by the way, I believe they should have more time than just by tomorrow at 4 o'clock to be able to decide whether or not they should opt out. They haven't even put pads on. They haven't had any practices where they're hitting each other. I mean, there's so much that's yet to be determined in terms of how their actions affect the spread of this virus. But the timing of it, for me, there's still a little piece of me, Marcel, a little small piece of me that says, all right, I believe what he's saying, and I believe his intentions are pure, but the timing of this opt-out, or the threat of an opt-out, mulling over an opt-out, when a player doesn't have a lot of leverage over a team, this is one of those instances where Trey and every other player in the league that is looking for a new deal at some point does have a little bit of leverage. Does that factor into this at all, even if it's just a small percentage, a kernel, to let Brandon Bean know, I'm going to get mine?
No, no. Look, there's been an offer. There's been a counter offer between Tre'Davious White and the Buffalo Bills. They want him to be here long term. I believe he wants to be here long term. That deal's going to get done whether he opts out or not. Based on my, you know, ultimately limited interactions with Tre'Davious White over the past year, I do not see him as the kind of person that is going to get on a call and use his children as a scapegoat for him wanting more money. Obviously, it's on his mind. He spoke about breaking the cycle of his family's economic status and breaking the curse, he called it, and installing some generational wealth inside the White family. He talked about establishing businesses and hiring his own people, not just giving people money, but actively employing his family members. That's important to him. And he wants to be able to do that with this next contract, but he's not in a rush to get that deal done. He, as he describes it, he's very good with his money. You know, he's not from what we see, he's not a real flashy guy, but he said he's good with his money. He invests well, he saves well. I just ultimately, you know, I don't see him as the kind of person that's going to get up here in public and, like I said, use his kids as an excuse or as a bargaining chip for him to get more money. I think what he said is genuine. I think what he said should be taken at face value, and that it's something that is really weighing against his mind. I mean, he gave us probably three important reasons why he doesn't feel comfortable playing, and he gave us one reason why he is. And even that one reason, to provide generational wealth for his family, even that one reason came with kind of a caveat or came with kind of its own counter argument when he said that he's already doing fine financially. So, no, I think this is something that it's worth taking seriously. Like I said, I've said for the past couple of weeks, it shouldn't be a surprise if some big name players on the Bills opt out of this season, because this is a family, or this is a team in a locker room with so many families of young children, that you can't help but to consider the potential consequences.
I mean, could he consider making the sacrifice of just being apart from his family? And that would be really difficult. But then I look at the other side of this, Marcel, and this is why it's a dilemma. He's close to the finish line here. If he opts out, and you know the rule here, I mean, you're kicking everything down. You're down the road 2022, and who knows what the world looks like then. So in that sense, I mean, would it not be fair that if Tre'Davious White comes through this year, that at the end of the season, we're not talking about the Bills picking up a fifth-year option, you're actually talking about a new deal that perhaps as soon as March, that you'd be talking about Tre'Davious White getting his money?
I think Tre'Davious White is going to get his money. I think Tre'Davious White knows that Tre'Davious White is going to get his money. And I think that's going to come from the Bills. But it's just going to take some financial gymnastics here from Brandon Bean. With that expected, I think it's a $20 million decrease in the salary cap next year. Buffalo's in a tough spot, because Deion Dawkins is a free agent, Matt Milano is a free agent, Micah Hyde is probably going to want a new deal, and that's not a dynamic that you're going to want to upset and disrupt, especially after Jordan Poyer just got his new deal and his restructured contract. There are guys who are going to want to get paid. Stephon Diggs, as we're seeing reports, NFL Network first reporting, agreed to a restructured contract that's more front-loaded, to hopefully clear some of that space up on the back end and hang on to some of these cornerstone players long term. It's going to take some work. But when you look at a list of Bills players who you're going to want to pay, if you're Brandon Bean, Tre'Davious White is no lower than number two on that list, and only number two because his contract's not quite up yet, and they do have that fifth year of team control.
Marcel Louis-Jacques, from One Bills Drive, reporting on Buffalo Bills training camp here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. It's a new way of covering training camp too, Marcel, as we heard from Stephon Diggs for the first time since signing with the Buffalo Bills via a Zoom call earlier this afternoon. What was your takeaway on Diggs? He didn't talk anything about the restructured contract that you mentioned that NFL Network is reporting, but he also said that, you know, he's committed, he's going to play. There is no talk of Stephon Diggs opting out. Was there any risk of Stephon Diggs being somebody that potentially would have opted out?
I mean, you never really know with Stephon Diggs. He's kind of a cryptic guy, but it sounds like from what he told us, he has made the proper arrangements to play football in 2020. I don't think he's somebody that you need to worry about if you're a Bills fan. I think he's going to strap them up and hit that field if they're, you know, as long as there is a field to go play on in 2020. But, you know, other than that, I feel like there's a little bit of, he bristled a little bit when it came to a suggestion that he vocally forced his way out of Minnesota, that he vocally made his displeasures known to the public. He immediately shut down that notion, actually. He asked the reporter to clarify what exactly he said that would, you know, that would fit that description. So it doesn't seem like, you know, he is ready to either admit, or he truly does not believe that he forced his way out of that Vikings organization. But at the same time, you know, facts are facts here. We don't know exactly why he missed those practices, but he was fined for unexcused absences from practice and team meetings. He did admit that there was some truth to those trade rumor discussions back in, I believe it was October. And then ultimately that it's time for a new opportunity tweet shortly before his trade to the Bills. I mean, he may not see it that way, as he may not see that as him vocally forcing his way out. But, I mean, if the shoe fits here, it certainly does look like he did. But on the other hand, you know, it sounds like he's excited to be in Buffalo. It sounds like he's enjoying the organization. He's enjoying the culture. Granted, he's been in that building for all of 3 days. So, you know, I don't think the honeymoon phase is quite over yet. But, I mean, it's a good start. It's better than him not saying anything at all, I guess.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Marcel Louis-Jacques joining us in the Sports Bar. It was roughly 48 hours ago that we got the report that the Bills were bringing in the former Jet Brian Winters, who you would assume would be the leading candidate at the right guard position. Yesterday, we learned that Spencer Long was released, but here we still are, nothing official yet on Winters. Is this cause for concern, Marcel, or is it just the new way of business here, you know, in the COVID-19 world, that when you want to make a transaction, these things are going to take some time?
Yeah, and so actually I can offer a little bit of clarity as to what this process looks like. And if you're listening at home, grab your pen and take notes, because this might get a little convoluted, but I'll do the best I can. So let's say a player agrees to a contract on Monday, like a guy like Brian Winters. He agrees to a contract on Monday. He then has to take a COVID-19 test. And assuming he passes that test on Tuesday, he will have to take another COVID-19 test and a physical off-site from the team's facility. Assuming he passes both of those tests on Tuesday, there's nothing asked from him on Wednesday. He's only asked to isolate. Then on Thursday, he returns for a third COVID-19 test. And if he passes that, then he can join the team in whatever activities they're doing on day 5. So it is a lengthy process. Yes, it is kind of a convoluted process here, but it's meant to ensure that a player is in fact COVID negative before he kind of joins an organization. And that's more or less what we're seeing here. That's more or less the process we're seeing here. If the Bills, of course, are going by protocol, which, you know, they've given no indication to lead us to believe that they are not.
Right. So we'll get the official word that Brian Winters is a Buffalo Bill from the team once all these hurdles are cleared. But we've seen some of the hurdles already removed, in that you've made room with him by releasing Spencer Long. And you know, we've agreed in principle to the financial terms of the deal.
Exactly. exactly it. It's you know, it's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird. There's going to be some situation somewhere, maybe not Buffalo, but someone's going to face a scenario in which there's just enough time to get a player to clear protocol and add him to the game day roster. And some of these guys are going to be meeting their new teammates for the first time on game day and asked to go play a full football game with them, meeting for the first time as they enter the stadium. And it's just added to a growing list of reasons why the 2020 season is just going to be unlike anything that we've ever seen.
Marcel, I want to go back to the opt-out situations that the NFL is facing with players opting out and having the ability to opt out until tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It feels like the majority of the opt-outs that are happening, and there are some names in there, some starter quality players, but the majority of them feel like fringe or bubble players. We just got word that former Buffalo Bill Russell Bodine is opting out of the season in Detroit. We saw EJ Gaines opt out. I mean, is there something to be said for players who maybe were uncertain about their future on a roster this season, opting out, taking that stipend and trying to roll the dice at a time where it might be a little bit more safe to actually play the game?
Yeah, I mean, you have to wonder if that's something that's going through some of these fringe guys' minds. But ultimately, you do want to operate with some charitable assumption here. And you do want to assume that it's not all financial, that at the heart of these decisions, it is their family's well-being. And now their family's well-being could also include financial security. But you would like to think that it's not primarily money based, but I mean, the stipend, this is money that they're going to have to pay back. So it is a gamble either way, but you know what they say, $150,000 in hand is better than $300,000 in the bush.
So if EJ Gaines decides, you know what, I'm not coming back in 2021, I'm going to call it a career, the Buffalo Bills have the right to go ask for that 150 back. And furthermore, would they actually do that, Marcel? What's your sense on that?
That's my understanding of the rule. This is, granted, these are rules that are just everybody. I feel like everybody top to bottom in every aspect of football is still trying to come to terms with some of these rules. But that is my understanding of it. Obviously, the optics of that don't look great publicly. But at the same time, I mean, this is, for all intents and purposes, this is a loan, more or less. They're going to have to pay it back. It is a temporary loan. So it is just coming out of whatever money they owe him. So, yeah, but, I mean, it's still a business. And, you know, no team is so wholesome that they're going to walk away from the bottom line.
Marcel, we love having you on. We love what you're doing at Orchard Park there and keeping us updated with Bills training camp. And we know that you're working on some stuff behind the scenes and breaking stuff. Is there anything that you could tip your hat on in terms of letting our audience know what we can read at ESPN.com here with your Bills coverage?
Man, I really wish I could. I really wish I could, but know that I'm working, man. I tell you what, I haven't made this many calls since I sold advertising at Yelp fresh out of college and dialing my phone 100 times a day. So I might not be able to let you in on what I'm working on, but just know that I'm working. And God, it feels good.
Always grinding. Marcel Louis-Jacques from Buffalo, thanks for filling us in here. And let's do this again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for being patient. And looking forward to next time.
You got it, Marcel. That's Marcel Louis-Jacques. You can read his work at ESPN.com, covering the Buffalo Bills for ESPN. Awesome having him on, as always. Great information. I disagree with him. He says
that's fine. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I believe everything that Trey White is saying comes from good intentions, and that he's truly worried about the safety and well-being of his family and their happiness and their healthiness through the pandemic. All of that is fine, but I also believe that there's a small part of me that believes that there's a little bit of strategy behind the timing and the words that came out of his mouth today.
It's, well, if nothing else, maybe to point out the fact that, hey, how would you guys look if I weren't playing? How would that defensive backfield be next year with, like you said, Cam Lewis or whoever it would be, Josh Norman? Look, but Marcel brings up a good point, Danger. He's not the type of guy that would, like, use his kids as a prop here, I don't think.
I don't know that that's what this is. I think this is him answering a question saying, look, I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my kids. And he's not wrong in saying that. Everybody wants to hear the guy say that. Every guy wants to hear that, right? Like, that's what you should say. He's saying all the right things, but I'm saying that saying all the right things now strategically makes sense if you're trying to get a new contract. I don't fault him for saying what he said or how he said it.
That's where I disagree with you on that, Danger. Say he does get the new contract and everybody be like, okay, yeah, now, your kids are safe now that you got paid. I think it's a warning shot. I think that's why the Bills put him out there. You know what? We're way over here. I really want to debate you on this. By the way, anybody that wants to weigh in, we do have open phones here, 454-ESPN, 454-3776.
Happy hour is upon us. We have a round of shots coming up too. Quick break here. We're back with more next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
A reminder to enjoy your last few nights of fully devoted quality time with your family. Sports are just around the corner, and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia have passed their COVID compliance test in time for a return to ESPN Rochester. Every afternoon, listen weekdays from 3 to 6 as Rochester's only local sports talk show keeps you up to date on your favorite teams. Expert interviews, analysis, and takes on the Bills, Sabres, and teams and stories you've told us you care about most. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.